From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Welcome back from Jamaica.
Thanks a lot.
How was the wedding?
The wedding was informal and very nice. I got to go around the island a little bit. We spent a day in Ocho Rios, which I had previously known only from crosswords.
You finally get to see the place that the word defines, right?
That's right.
Glad you're back in New York. So remind us of that challenge you gave us last week.
Yes, I said, take the phrase Yeshiva Center, which is a place of Jewish studies, rearrange these 13 letters to name a classic movie.
And what movie is it?
Well, before I tell you the answer, I wanted to mention an NPR listener's website. He made 13 Scrabble tiles with these letters, and he formed funny answers with them and then photographed them. And like answers like, try heaven's ice, and I've cheery ants. And if you do a web search on Puzzle Me This plus NPR, you can find it. Anyway, the correct answer is 7-Year Itch with Marilyn Monroe.
You bet, and Tom Yule. Well, we had over 800 entries from people who solved this puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Lauren Zents from Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Leanne and Will.
What do you do there in Tucson?
I'm in the Department of Language, Reading, and Culture, working on my doctorate.
Oh, very nice. Well done. Oh, a language expert. Boy, I think I'm going to be able to use you as a team player today, huh?
I hope so.
Well, glad you're with us. Glad you're here to play. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
As ready as we'll ever be, Will. Meet Lauren. Let's play.
All right, Lauren, this week's puzzle involves cars. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word starts with C-A, and the second word starts with R.
Okay.
For example, if I gave you the clue, basis for computing insurance rates, you would say calculated risk. All right, number one is what a store clerk uses to ring up purchases.
A cash register.
Good. A trip by taxi.
Car ride?
No, a taxi.
Cab ride.
Cab ride, is it? A walk-on part in a movie.
Cameo role?
Uh-huh. Place where they use branding irons.
Cattle ranch.
Cattle ranch is right. The first James Bond book and recent movie remake.
Okay. Still might need a little help on that one.
This one, I know. Casino Royale.
Casino Royale is it. Good. Oriole, who set the record for the most consecutive games played.
I'm going to go with Cal Ripken on that
one. That's it. Dancing fruit in an old TV commercial. And I'm worried you're not old enough, Lauren.
They heard it through the grapevine. Any
That's
hints?
It.
Okay, California Raisin.
Yeah. You are old enough. Good. Part of a typewriter that allows you to go from the end of one line to the start of the next.
Yeah. Something returned.
Yes.
Can I help you out?
Yes, you can.
Carriage return.
Carriage return, is it?
You know, that's going to go out pretty soon with computers. No one's going to know from typewriters.
Exactly.
Try this one. A kind of tube, as in a TV or radio.
Again, we're in the ancient ages.
Gosh.
Any idea?
I've got the radio part, but...
It's ray,
okay.
Right?
Cathode ray?
Cathode ray
is it. Good. Mountains in Alberta and British Columbia.
Is the Cascade Range up there?
No, the Cascade Range, it does go there, but they change the name when it gets into Canada. I'm looking for a more generic term.
Oh, the Canadian Rockies.
Canadian Rockies is it. John Steinbeck novel set in Monterey.
Nope, I don't have that one.
Canary Row?
Canary Row, is it?
Okay.
How about the Beatles label before Apple? Boy, I think
I don't know.
Capitol Records.
Capitol Records is right. How about a division of an army on horseback?
Cavalry.
Yes. Division of an army.
Regiment?
Yeah.
Regiment. Good, good. Baptism and First Communion.
Catholic rites?
That's good. Nonprofit group devoted to finding foster homes for dogs. And first you want to think of a word that means relating to dogs.
canine.
Yes.
Rescue. Canine.
Canine rescue. Good. And your last one, lakefront or riverfront business that offers paddles.
Canoe rental.
Nice work.
Boy, I think we both had our brains stretched by this one, Lauren.
Yeah.
Well, you did well, and you were a great teammate, really, for playing our puzzle today. Yeah, it was fun. That's the point. And you get some things. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Lauren, tell us what member station you listen to.
KUAZ in Tucson, Arizona.
All right. Well, Lauren Zentz from Tucson, Arizona, good luck on your doctorate, and thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Will, a challenge for everyone to play for the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Larissa Kuhar of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Name a famous American novelist whose last name contains 9 letters. Drop the first and last letters. The remaining 7 letters can be rearranged to name another famous American novelist. And here's a hint. The first author is male. The second one is female. So again, a famous American novelist, 9 letters. Drop the first and last letters. The remaining 7 letters can be rearranged to name another famous American novelist. Who are these authors?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Once again, that's npr.org/puzzle. 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.